If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC 32.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's so funny to me how many times people say to me, how can you go to the island that is Ireland in the dead of winter? Can I tell you, the ski resorts around where we live have been having a field day with snow dropping by the carload onto the mountainsides all around where David Isby, our senior producer, is anchoring from in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. And if you're into winter sport, now is the time to head for Berkshire County. On the other hand, I'm walking around in a spring jacket. fields are green. The sun is shining. Oh, it's probably something like close to 50 degrees outside. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And, the palm trees are there forever. And so are wonderful places to visit and wonderful places to stay and wonderful places that provide you with the best food. And I am so happy that I'm meeting more and more people who can now attest to great food on the island that is Ireland, because the people who are walking around with the impression that food is bland, limited, unimaginative, and put the word Ireland in the same sentence, they're remembering what their grandmother told them, or somebody who maybe visited in the 1980s, because somewhere in the mid to late 1990s, there was a food revolution on this great island, which is made up of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And you pretty much don't need a guide to where to get a good meal anymore, which is one of the great signs of food. You can't get a bad meal in New York City. I'll tell you why. Too much competition. Place with bad food, bad service, can't last. And it's getting to that point as well in Ireland, because just about everywhere you go, you're going to be met with an imaginative, creative, talented chef. And I have one such person sitting across from me, executive chef Stephen Greenwood. He's the executive chef at Manor House Country Hotel, located in Kilides, which is sort of next to Enniskillen, which is easier to find on a map. So look at the borders area. Happily, to date, there's no real border there, and we hope none goes up. But just as you cross that imaginary line in the sand that divides the Republic of Ireland from Northern Ireland, you'll see almost dead center Enniskillen. And just beside Enniskillen is Kilides in County Fermanagh, a gorgeous county, by the way, and there's so much to see and do in the region. But I have a feeling if you get to Manor House, Country House, you might not want to leave to go exploring, because the place is amazing. And our pictures and our video will share that with you at sabrams.com, travelers411.com, and online in our video sections. I want to thank you, Stephen, for making time on this very busy day to talk with us. Let's hear a little bit about your own background. What is your first memory of wanting to be allowed to be in the kitchen messing around?
It's just something that I always had interest in whenever I was younger, you know, with my granny and my mum and all cooking in the kitchen, and it's just something that I always had a passion for. And
where were you living at the time?
In County Down, Downpatrick.
So, oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very pleased to tell you, with both humility and great pride at the same time, that in 2007 I was one of the two people named by the St. Patrick Center as an honorary friend of St. Patrick. Mm-hmm. And the year that I was named, Ken Livingstone was in his first go-round as mayor of London, England, and he was the other person that was honored that year. The year before, Archbishop Dolan of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was named one of the two honorary friends of St. Patrick, and about a year and a half later, he became the Archbishop and ultimately the Cardinal of the Diocese of New York, and actually got to go and vote on the new Pope. And so, yeah, I run in some fast company there.
Mm-hmm.
So you must know my very good friend, Tim Campbell.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so when you go back to Downpatrick,
yes,
to commune with your relatives, you head over to the St. Patrick Center, just mm-hmm. beside the hillside where Down Cathedral is,
yep.
where Patrick
yep.
and
the museum,
Bridget.
And the museum's up behind it.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And go dig out Tim Campbell, who's the executive director of the St. Patrick Center, and send him hugs and kisses from me. Actually, we just saw him a week ago at the beginning of the new year when we were in the region, because he acts in a acting troupe that performed in Bangor. So we were there for the dress rehearsal because we couldn't be there when the show was open. So let's talk about, how old would you have been when you kind of tried to weasel in between mom and granny?
Probably about, you know, 8 or 9. And it's just, you know, the them childhood memories that you have, like making wee buns and stuff and all, and, you know, things that make you happy. And it kind of, yes, that's where it started off, you know. And
then what happened?
Everything just evolves, and then whenever I went to college or whenever I went to school, then I went and done, you know, the catering at the college, and it went from there, and I've just been stuck with it since, you know.
You fell victim to the passion of food preparation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you first had your first official job that had something to do with the kitchen or dining room, mm-hmm. what was that?
I was working in a hotel, actually, just outside Downpatrick. So that's where they put
my... Sleep Donard?
No, it was Abbey Lodge.
Oh, I know it.
It's closed down now,
closed down. I remember when it was open.
Yep, that's where I started my training, and then I was there for a lot of years, and then I moved to Donegal, and I was working in Donegal, and then...
Where?
Portsallon. It's just about half an hour from Letterkenny. And then I ended up here probably about 7 or 8 years ago.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And we're going to pick up with Stephen Greenwood, executive chef at Manor House Country Hotel. And you can check them out. It's a lot of words. ManorHouseCountryHotel.com. But if you're driving, don't bother to jot it down. We don't want you driving off the road. Just know that you can go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com, or Travelers411.com, and click on today's show, January 21st, 2018, and you'll be able to get the show notes and click right through to their website. So you can't lose it. Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stephanie Abrams' travel TV show, Jet Set 411, debuts on Sunday, February 4th, nationwide, and will be seen on Sundays in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time slot, coast to coast. You'll find Jet Set 411 weekly in such major cities as Boston, New York City, Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Ohio, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Hawaii, and more. Check out Stephanie's blogs at sabrams.com/blog for a complete list of stations. Check local newspapers and online TV listing for schedules in your market and wherever you'll be visiting on Sundays. Jet Set 411, your TV connection to Stephanie Abrams' travel info and advice, syndicated by the Biz TV Network.
Thinking of growing fat.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
The 1926 National Historic Landmark Dory Fishing Schooner Adventure, birthed in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is a national treasure that sails as an icon of the American fisheries and floating classroom for maritime education. The schooner is operated at sea, primarily along the New England coast, as a living memorial to Massachusetts fishing heritage. As such, Adventure is important not only to Gloucester, but also to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and all of America. The schooner Adventure is the last of the Gloucestermen. The vessel's immortalized by Rudyard Kipling in his classic Captain's Courageous. The Adventure is also an icon of our nation's fishing industry and Gloucester's 387-year heritage as America's oldest fishing port. Further, the schooner Adventure serves as a living memorial to the more than 5,000 Gloucester fishermen who have perished at sea. If Gloucester's history is to be understood, it should be viewed in large measure through the eyes of a fisherman. What better way to tell Gloucester's story than on board the last of the Gloucestermen? Please visit schooner-adventure.org for more information and how you can support this historic vessel.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be in a wonderful boardroom. It is really gorgeous. It looks like it seats about 24 people. I bet you could, if there were less comfortable chairs here, you probably could seat more than that. This gorgeous table. You have to see this place. Beautifully hand-sculpted, paneled room. What a wonderful place to have a meeting. Oh my goodness, loving it here. And you know where here is? It's at the Manor House Country Hotel, located in Killodees in County Fermanagh, which is a county that abuts that whole area is like, they call it the cross borders region. So if you happen to be in Monaghan, you'd be a hop and a jump to get to Fermanagh and to the Manor House Country Hotel. And just to add a .com to that, you'll be at their website. I'm lucky to have with me Stephen Greenwood, the executive chef, and we were trying to get a little bit more about his background. So you followed academic courses.
Yes.
In food preparation. Yes. And I would imagine that would also include things like food handling and food safety.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's your basic all aspects of training. So the things that you'll be using and then just, you know, your food handling, your preparation, your hygiene, And then whenever you would go through all the other places to see what local producers there is, what sort of food people are interested in, what you can use.
So I'm guessing from what you've just said that you have a special interest in sourcing local food product.
Yes.
For serving at the hotel.
Yes.
And so did they actually talk about that sort of thing in your courses?
Not at the courses, but it'd be whenever you're doing that and you try and work with what's in the area. That what the courses is a general scope of what you
Where
can
was
do.
The school that you went to?
I went to Downpatrick School.
So it wasn't Downpatrick?
Yes.
So, you know, I've been in restaurants in Ireland and Northern Ireland where they actually have framed photos or framed paintings of who they get their fish from and different varieties of fish and who they get their shellfish from and who they get their poultry and their beef and their lamb. And I think it's so cute because it really personalizes the whole thing. I think that's so important in today's world where, I mean, I want to know where the shrimp comes from before I eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I'm right or I'm not right, but it bothers me to think I might be eating shrimp that swam around near the Fukushima nuclear plant meltdown, and I have no reason to want to glow in the dark.
No.
So, you know, I'd like to know, do you actually list it on your menus, or is there a place where people would know, you know, that the lamb came from here or the beef came from there?
Well, on our menus, we do list suppliers. So we would use O'Doherty's pork. From Enniskillen, so we would have the likes of them on their menu. We use, there's a farm just down the road where we get fresh herbs and veg from during the seasons whenever we can, and it's Orchard Acre Farm, and we would use a lot of local suppliers as well, and our fish will come from Belfast or from Donegal.
That's fabulous.
So,
and you're not that far from Donegal.
No, Donegal's
right on the ocean.
No, that's
fabulous.
So really the closer you are to the food, the fresher it'll be, you know, the more you can see what you're selling. And it's good to speak to, you know, the producers and stuff because they have the passion for it and you can learn from them.
So when did you arrive here at the Manor House Country Hotel?
Oh, I started here at the Manor House about 8 years ago as a chef de partie and been here pretty much since.
And you moved up to become the executive chef.
Yes.
Oh, go you. You rock.
Thanks very much.
So, you do more than see to the breakfast that would traditionally be served to people who are in residence at the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and other meals that they might want to take from lunch or
yes.
tea time or
yep.
dinner or whatever. But this seems like an ideal spot for... Well, on the one hand, destination weddings
yes.
and family reunions and yeah. other kinds of family events, you know, yeah. the big benchmarking birthdays mm-hmm. and anniversaries mm-hmm. where people would want to gather up yeah. a lot of people in one place. But sitting at this board table makes me think this has got to be a dandy place to have the kinds of meetings, conferences, conventions, sales team get-togethers, recognitions of your best employees and your best clients to gather them up and have a space. Because I have long been an advocate that the quantum leap for a company, the ideas for it, are not going to take place in your office at your headquarters. It's not going to take place mm-hmm. in the boardroom at your company. It's not going to take place where every 2 seconds you've got a crisis of the day to deal with. That you really need to remove yourself to an inspirational spot
yeah.
where the dust can settle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the brilliant ideas come from, when people can get away from the normal challenges and the interruptions and the people sliding you notes and the phones yeah. ringing. And today it's even worse with... you know, text messages and emails and whatnot that you can't concentrate on one sentence and finish a sentence by the end of the business day that you started at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, and I look at this boardroom table and I lust after having a meeting here. And corporations, businesses that gather up the people that are important in their business lives to... do everything from recognize and pat on the back outstanding employees as well as gathering up people they do business with, their business partners, their business clients, those people they want to reward for doing business with them. This seems like the ideal place to do all that. And their needs are different in terms of food and food service than the family that comes from grandma and granddad's 50th wedding anniversary, somebody's 50th, 60th, 75th birthday party, or a wedding. So I want to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to do that right after these important messages, talking with Stephen Greenwood, executive chef at Manor House Country Hotel in County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. Don't leave me.
With the evening tide and the women folk wave their goodbye.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sunday starting February 4th on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 7723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hold tight for the Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice. Hold tight for the Yakisaki wants some seafood, mama. Shrimps and rice, they're very nice.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to plant a seed with all of my listeners. You know, you're listening to Business Talk Radio Network. And there's an awful lot of you. Well, actually, the statistics show 51% of you are in top management and are the decision makers. And 72% travel for business, which means you've got more frequent flyer miles than you know what to do with. So for those of you making the business decisions, suggest that your folks get themselves over to the island that is Ireland and head for Manor House Country Hotel, because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be disappointed. I just walking in the front of the historic side of the building, and they have added on to accommodate bigger crowds of people. But you come in, and I don't know, if you're me, you start thinking of, okay, what would I have to offer to own this place? And how do we turn this back into a house? Because I just want to live in it and not share it with anybody. Oh, the woodwork. The vintage tile flooring. The architecture, not just of the outside, but the inside architectural features. You don't know where to look. They're just too many places. I mean, go check it out online at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, and you'll find all the photos that we've uploaded. So I'm talking with Stephen Greenwood, executive chef at Manor House Country Hotel in County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland, which is about as south as you can get in Northern Ireland without being in the Republic of Ireland. You probably could walk across into whatever counties are backing up. I know that County Monaghan backs up pretty closely. What county are you in? If you just go, is it Cavan? What is that?
From here, Donegal would be the closest county to here.
Okay.
It's only about, 5 miles, 6 miles.
Wow. From there. Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is an easy place to get to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very easy.
And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the differences and the challenges. What does it mean to you to have to, When you know you're dealing with a wedding or an anniversary or a birthday or a family reunion, as opposed to you're dealing with a corporation that's maybe they're getting ready to launch a new product and they're here for meetings, or they're doing an incentive trip to reward either their best customers or their employees have been so productive, which means, people, that the trip isn't costing you anything. When you do an incentive trip, what it costs for the trip is being paid for out of the additional revenue you never would have earned had you not offered people the opportunity to exceed what they think is their maximum potential. So give them a goal, and when they hit the goal, there you got it. But their needs are different.
Yep.
So how do you, Stephen Greenwood, as executive chef at the Manor House Country Hotel, deal with that?
Well, we have to deal with that on a daily basis, catering for different tastes and for different clients. So we do have our fine dining restaurant, we do have our bar and our bistro, we do have our functions, you know, we do have different menus for that. So it's basically just trying to cater for everybody, you know, and if people have different needs, then if we know what they are, then we do try and cater for that.
More and more people have added to the normal list of allergies they might have and might be focused on things like gluten-free cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become aware of allergies that people have I never knew anybody could be allergic to, like celery. I mean, celery seems like such an innate, inanimate, inert kind of food. It's just remarkable to think somebody could be allergic to celery. And so, but gluten-free cooking has become a big deal. Have you seen that creeping into the menus in your food operations here, the fine dining restaurant and your bistro and whatnot?
A lot of our stuff is gluten-free, and because we have such a demand for gluten-free cater now, we do try to cater for everybody. And now there is a lot of substitutes you can use now for people with allergens. So we're able your gluten-free flour or your dairy-free stuff, you know, your soya milk or gluten-free, anything really that you need to have, say, gluten-free or any allergens, you can get stuff actually that caters for that, you know, so.
So let me ask you a question that I know my audience will be interested in. You're hearing it from an expert in the field of food, Executive Chef Stephen Greenwood, here at the Manor House Country Hotel in County Fermanagh, Northern Ireland. I bought some gluten-free flour.
Yes.
And I tried to make what we would call biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not cookies. You know, they're not what you would... We've got a little language barrier going on here. I'm not talking about cookies, what you would call biscuits. I'm talking about biscuits like in the South, in the Southern states, you'd have biscuits and gravy. They sort of look like, it doesn't look like that. We're not talking about sweet things that you eat with a glass of tea or a cup of tea. We're talking about things that almost look like scones. And so I wanted to make, probably have to show you a picture one so you'd know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I wanted to make biscuits. These are the kinds of things you would eat with, I don't know, eggs in the morning or something, or you'd eat them with, you know, fried chicken in a very Southern kind of a dinner. And I bought gluten-free flour to do it. Mm. Now, I have been spoiled into using Gold Medal and Pillsbury flour, which is pre-sifted and has been for probably more than 30 or 40 years, and you don't have to sift the flour.
Mm-hmm.
So you just measure out a cup of flour, and if the recipe calls for a cup, you're good. Normally, you take flour, you have to sift it, and a cup of out of the flour bin would probably give you anywhere from a cup and a half to two or maybe even three cups of flour if you didn't sift it first.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't sift this gluten-free flour.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got basically was hockey pucks. It's easy for you to laugh. I was so destroyed that they were lead balloons. So with gluten-free flour, the only thing I could guess is, aside from making some major error along the way, or I mean, I probably should have sifted it, no?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you have to do with gluten-free flour so that the product you get as your end product doesn't come out unexpectedly not delightful?
No, they're pretty much the same. It's just you have the gluten removed from it, and they do pretty much work the same way, yeah.
Okay, so I have to go buy a sifter now.
Yes.
I mean, I threw my sifter out three house moves ago. It was unnecessary, but now I'm going to need that. Do you have a specialty dish? Is there a signature dish, or is there something that, you know, there are some hotels that are actually associated with a particular dish that they've become known for, or there's something that you just love to see people order?
No, I wouldn't say we have a signature dish at the minute. We just try and change with the seasons, and, you know, so we'll really try and use what's good at the moment and say the menu will change with that.
Well, I love that. Mm. Except I don't love it when I would love to have butternut squash bisque and it's just the wrong season for it. That makes me sad because... So do you ever take things and freeze them up so that you can make something out of season and it's still, or you don't, it's everything is whatever's available that season?
No, everything would be trying to use what's in season because that comes down to it's fresher, it's better, it costs cheaper as well, so it's better for that too, you know. So we do try and use things that are in season. So,
well, it's the healthiest way to go too, because you're going to get not only the best flavor, but you're going to get the best nutritional value.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you so much in your very busy day for making the time to chat with us. I mean, clearly you've given us more than one extra reason why our listeners should be focused on traveling not only in Northern Ireland, but making an important stop in County Fermanagh, a county that overflows with things to see and do of serious value, people. You know, it's one thing to go somewhere and pay hundreds of dollars a person to go to a theme park made of scotch tape and glue and styrofoam and pay to get into a make-believe castle. You can drive all over Northern Ireland and see the most remarkable things you're ever going to see. It doesn't even cost you a nickel. Just stop the car, get out, walk around, and do that in Fermanagh. Stay with me. More to come. I want to thank Stephen Greenwood for being with us today. But don't leave me. We're not done yet. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Thank you, want some seafood, mama? Shrimps and rice, they're always very nice.
Tickets go on sale January 28th for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andrus Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Reserve your space at Tanglewood. Tickets go on sale January 28th. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Long Crew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Aren't we lucky to be snug as a bug in this wonderful room, one of the public rooms often used for afternoon high tea, sometimes used as one of the overflow dining rooms or for private parties and meetings taking place here at the Causeway Hotel at Giants Causeway in County Antrim on the northern coastline of Northern Ireland. And this is January, but we're lucky that they didn't take down the tree yet. So this is one of many wonderfully decorated trees, and everyone is so different. I'm crazy about, look at these mittens. Aren't they fun? And there's a hat somewhere. Ah, yeah, a hat's way up there. I don't know if you can see the hat at all. I'd like to wear it out, but it's not going to fit. And I am so happy. If you've never been to Giants Causeway, you've got to put it on your must-visit list. I'm with Neville McConaughey, who's become a good friend over the years. He has gone through about 1,000 title changes, and I'm getting used to his latest title, the Visitor Experience Supervisor. And Neville is one of those wonderful, passionate, caring people who really takes to heart his responsibility in helping to make the experience of the visitor to Giants Causeway, this unbelievable natural landmark on the northern coastline of Northern Ireland. It's just a place you've got to come to, people, because it's not the kind of place you can experience just looking at a video or just reading about it in a book or looking at some photos. You really have to be here. And I hope you plan in 2018 to make a point of coming to visit Giants Causeway. And when you get here, go into the visitor center. Ask us if Neville the Leprechaun is around. They'll know exactly who you're talking about. How are you, my friend?
Very well, Stephanie.
It's grand to see you again. You're looking wonderful.
Yeah, well, we had a great night the other night.
We did, didn't we?
We did. We brought in the new year.
Yes. Yes, it was a great way to welcome the new year. And if you've got a benchmarking occasion, a birthday, an anniversary, some reason that you want to be in a place that will add to the experience and the memorability of the occasion, Giants Causeway is one of those places, and particularly if you're an outdoorsy kind of person, you got to connect with it. Explain to our audiences, Neville, why.
It's such a wonderful place. A lot of people come from all over the world, 187 different countries throughout the world. And you read the feedback on the common cards that are sent in or left at the desks. It's absolutely amazing.
What are some of the things that people say?
Well, most people say that they haven't seen the giant. Some kids actually think they have seen the giant.
I know you've seen Finn McCool.
Well, I've seen him a few times.
Has he given you any good advice?
Well, like most people, if you see a giant, you don't stand around too long, Stephanie. you try to get out of the way. You don't wait for advice. He's gone into hibernation again. He was seen going into hibernation last year. We know where his door is. If the people click onto the Cosme site, they'll be fit to watch that because it was videoed. And we had Mr. Mallet down from the BBC reporting on it. It was amazing.
All right. Well, we have a member of our family who's convinced that she saw Nessie at Loch Ness in Scotland, so why shouldn't you be able to see the giant, Finn McCool, here at Giant's Causeway?
Absolutely, and that's what most people come to see. Not everybody can see him, but you can see what he's done.
Explain what he's done.
Well, he has built the causeway itself, 40,000 hexagonal-shaped columns. People think it's actually has been caused by volcanic eruptions. Nonsense. You need to come and look at it. There's no way could any other be done any other way than somebody build it. And the path was built to Scotland to fight the giant Ben and Donner in Scotland. It's all there in history for you. You can read it.
But it's also all there in the visitor centre just beside the Causeway Hotel,
yes,
where there's a wonderful animated and graphic demonstration on this huge wall of two theories, one scientific and the other quite mythological.
Yes. Finn McCool actually was a person. I have listened to stories about Finn all my life. And
where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in Bush Mills, about a mile from the site. My father told me stories about Finn. And his father probably told him stories about Finn. So and we tell them stories to the visitors that come here.
And Bush Mills, some of our audience may know from Irish whiskey fame.
Absolutely.
Because the distillery is there.
And Granny McCool, Finn's granny, was very fond of the whiskey. There's a great story about her, and if the visitors are here, they'll
hear. Now, you've told us the story before, but for those of us who maybe don't remember it so well, or this is the first time interfacing with you, Neville McConaghy, give us the story of Finn McCool and Granny.
Well, Granny was very fond of whiskey, and she would have been coming home every night, 7 nights a week from Bushmills Town. Very, very, well, I don't like to use the word drunk. I would just like to say she was
Besotted.
she had overindulged, maybe. But Granny, when she had overindulged, she sang, she danced. And every night
she was a happy drunk.
Oh, she was very, very happy.
Because some people, when they are inebriated, are mean drunks and they're not nice.
Oh, no, Granny was definitely not mean. But every night when she came back to the causeway, instead of going into her own house, she always went to Finn's house.
By accident?
I wouldn't say by accident. She went over to see her grandchild. And when she went over to see little Oisín, she was singing and dancing, usually coming home quite late. Oisín was usually in bed, and she kept waking him, Oisín up out of his sleep. So Una, Finn's wife, had just took enough, because she was the one that was left with the problem to get him back to sleep. So she said to Finn, "Finn, you've got to stop her. You've got to tell her she's got to stop coming here or else stop drinking." It's one of the two. So Finn, he spoke to Granny one night when she was there with a drop of drink in her, and Granny got very argumentative. She started to argue with Finn. And Finn being Finn, he lost his temper with Granny, and he warned her. He says, "Granny, come back here again in that state and I will put a curse on you." And he had magical powers. So Granny knew that he didn't make idle threats, so she promised she would go off the drink. And she did, and she done very well. She was off it for 1 week. After 1 week, she fell off the wagon, she landed back in Bush Mills, she got a little bit, well, as we say,
for snookered
again. She landed back at the causeway and done the exact same thing again. She headed to Finn's house and she woke the child again. Finn lost his temper. He chased her out of the house. Granny was wee. Well, weirder than Finn. And she was light on her feet, even though she was a little bit happy. She scampered away as quick as she could go, and she ran round Port Noffer, around Port Ganny, and she was heading up the first Stookin. She was nearly at the door, and Finn reached out his arm, and he grabbed her by the ankle. And he cursed her, and he turned her to stone.
I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been such a pleasure. Come back next week.
Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.